Hi there, everyone. It's me, Christopher.
And Mike.
Today we are discussing Easter.
Yes, happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter to you.
Easter's just around the corner. That's right. Easter is a holiday that isn't quite as popular in Taiwan as some of our other Western holidays, like Christmas and Halloween. But if you're a Christian person, if you go to church and believe in Jesus and that kind of thing, Easter is the most important holiday of the year.
Yes, and can you explain why?
Well, if you're a Christian, this is the day you believe that Jesus rose from the dead and went up to heaven.
Okay, and I know Easter as the time we hide eggs and go looking for them.
It's kind of funny how Christmas kind of became about the big fat man in the red suit.
Right.
And Easter became about chocolate eggs. I never really understood how a rabbit, and that's the Easter animal,
the Easter rabbit,
can run around giving eggs.
I don't know.
What about the chicken? Rabbits don't make eggs.
No.
And chickens don't run around with long ears, and neither of them make chocolate. I'm so confused.
Well, hopefully today's article can make that easier for us to
understand.
There
we go. So let's find out some of the holiday traditions that people use or do when they celebrate Easter.
All right.
Happy Easter!
Hey, Pat, what are you doing with those eggs?
Hi, Jeffrey. I'm decorating them with these paints.
It looks interesting, but why are you doing it?
It's an Easter tradition. Do you want to join in?
Sure, but you'll have to explain it to me.
Eggs are a big part of Easter because they are Christian symbols.
They're easy to paint as well.
We can also glue things on them to make them even prettier.
Look, mine has a face. It looks like you.
Okay. I think it's time for the next tradition now. The egg hunt.
Word power!
Decorate. Decorate. Decorate, decorated, decorated. Bill decorated his restaurant to look like a beach in Bali. Bill decorated his restaurant to look like a beach in Bali. Symbol. Symbol. The Statue of Liberty is a symbol of freedom for Americans. The Statue of Liberty is a symbol of freedom for Americans. Glue. Glue. Glue, glued, glued. It's impossible to glue the broken glass table together. It's impossible to glue the broken glass table together. Hunt. Hunt. The police started a hunt for the dangerous thief. The police started a hunt for the dangerous thief.
Okay, our article starts with a scene description.
Okay.
It reads, Jeffrey enters and sees Pat painting some eggs.
Okay. And Jeffrey says, hey, Pat, what are you doing with those eggs? That is a good question. Because normally you might be cracking the eggs.
Yeah.
You might be mixing the eggs.
Or cooking the eggs.
You might be boiling the eggs. But he's not doing any of those things. He's painting the eggs.
Yeah, exactly. And Pat says, hi, Jeffrey. I'm decorating them with these paints.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something you often do with paint, is decorate things. To decorate is to make something more beautiful, more attractive, make it look much nicer by adding things to it. So you could, for example, take a tree at Christmas.
Exactly.
And then put some lights on it, some ornaments, some shiny stuff to make this kind of boring green tree. Boo! make it really bling bling and cool.
Exactly. And we also put garland on it sometimes, which is the long stringy, sparkly stuff.
Beautiful.
Yes. Our example for decorate. Uh-huh. Bill decorated his restaurant to look like a beach in Bali.
Oh, okay.
So Bill decorated, so that means he painted or put things up on the wall, his restaurant to look like a beach in Bali.
Interesting, even though the restaurant is in Kaohsiung.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's great. Decorate is spelled D-E-C-O-R-A-T-E. D-E-C-O-R-A-T-E. So he's decorating the eggs by painting them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Jeffrey says, it looks interesting, but why are you doing it? Which is a good question.
Painting eggs is kind of strange, but not at this time of year. Because Pat says, it's an Easter tradition.
Ah.
It's an Easter tradition.
Okay, so tradition is a way of doing something that's been done for a very, very long time. Painting eggs is a tradition of Easter, just like putting up decorations at Christmas.
Okay, so these are things that we've been doing for a very long time around special days.
Right.
Special holidays, for example, giving a red envelope with money inside is a Chinese New Year tradition.
Yes, and Pingxi Festival, lighting off the sky lanterns is another tradition.
And when people get married, the lady usually wears a...
Pichao, I think.
No, in the West, the
color of white dress.
White dress, right? So if you wear a red dress or a purple dress on a wedding, that's kind of against the tradition. That's not what people normally do, and so people think that's kind of strange.
Exactly.
Tradition, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N. T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N. It's a tradition after we explain the word to have an example sentence.
Oh.
Are we going to follow the tradition today?
Yes, we
Great.
Will. A tradition in Tim's family is to bake a cake on somebody's birthday.
Okay.
A tradition in Tim's family is to bake a cake on somebody's birthday.
That's right. It's also a tradition to put candles on the cake.
Right.
Right? You don't normally put fire on most cakes.
No, you don't.
Except a birthday cake.
It's true. Hmm. Well, I mean, candle fire.
It's still
not like a burn the cake.
You could try, but people would be sad because then there'd be no more cake.
Right.
Right. Let's get back to Pat and his eggs.
Okay, he says, Pat, it's an Easter tradition.
Hmm.
Do you want to join in?
That's right. Painting eggs is an Easter tradition.
Exactly.
To join in is to get together with some people and do something as a group. Maybe the group's already doing it, and they say, hey, come on over and join in, right? Become part of our group.
Right.
Join in is two words, join and in, J-O-I-N-I-N. J-O-I-N, join, in-I-N.
Okay, and now for our traditional example sentence.
Yes.
Mark started laughing, and then everyone joined in the laughter. Mark started laughing, and then everyone joined in the laughter.
Okay.
So one guy laughs, and then everyone else is like, this is funny.
And
Let's
now
laugh.
They are all laughing together.
Exactly.
Because they all joined in. Cool. All right, Jeffrey says, sure, he understands it's an Easter tradition, sure, but you'll have to explain it to me. So for Jeffrey, this is all kind of new. He doesn't really know why. So why is it that we paint eggs?
Pat says eggs are a big part of Easter because they are Christian symbols.
Ah, okay.
So he says the eggs are Christian symbols.
Mm-hmm.
We explained Christian earlier is the belief of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And a symbol is a person or an object or sometimes an event that means more than just one thing. So, for example, the sky lantern actually means like new beginnings, right? Or letting off the previous year.
Okay.
Exactly. Can you think of any other symbols?
Well, we were talking about Christians. Many people have seen a cross, right?
Very
people
good.
Sometimes wear it as a necklace, or if you go to a church, there'll be a big cross.
On the building?
So all around the world, anytime you see a cross in that way, people go, oh, that's a Christian place, or oh, you're wearing a cross. You must be a Christian person.
Yeah.
So that's a symbol.
Uh-huh.
All right. Symbol, S-Y-M-B-O-L. S-Y-M-B-O-L.
Okay. And we have a symbol sentence.
Mm-hmm.
The Statue of Liberty is a symbol of freedom for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The Statue of Liberty is the symbol of freedom for Americans.
Exactly. So if you see the Statue of Liberty, you'll think of America. You might think of New York City.
Exactly.
Because it's there. But you definitely won't think of Australia when you see the Statue of Liberty.
No, you wouldn't.
It wouldn't make sense.
Right? So, exactly.
Yeah. And Jeffrey adds another nice thing about eggs. They're easy to paint as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't imagine it's difficult to paint an egg.
No.
It's not big like a painting canvas. Or...
Well, I mean, is the egg in the shell or is it in a bowl?
No, it is in the shell.
Okay, because if you crack the egg and then paint it, that would be... Ugh.
That would be messy.
You don't want to do that.
Right? And gross.
Yeah. Pat adds something about the eggs. What does he say?
He says, we can also glue things on them to make them even prettier.
Okay. Glue is something we often use when we're decorating or making things pretty.
Exactly.
We can use this both as a noun or as a verb.
Right.
Glue, the noun, is stuff you'll find in a bottle or in a jar. It's very, very sticky. So if you get it on your fingers, it's hard to get off. And we use it to join things together. Like as a kid, if you're making things out of paper, you can get glue and stick it together, and then the papers become a bigger piece of paper. Now, if we're using this stuff, glue, we can also say it as a verb. I glued my broken shoes together.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Glue is G-L-U-E. G-L-U-E.
Okay, it's impossible to glue the broken glass table together.
Ooh, a glass table. Yeah, that's too big. If it's a small, like a coffee cup, you could glue that together.
Yeah, and you would have to use super glue, which is glue that holds on forever.
That's right. Or you can use this glue and make your egg look prettier. Just like Jeffrey's, he says, look, mine has a face. So he's painted a little face.
Right, it's
onto
got eyes and nose, maybe.
That's right, it's cute and it looks very nice. And he says it also, it looks like you. So he thinks his egg looks like Pat.
Oh, I see. Okay, we heard part of the word mine in there, which is
mine
actually,
has a face, yeah.
Well, yes, exactly. And it's our Ingwen Kwaitong. So we're going to take a look at how to use these sentences.
Ingwen.
Oh, yeah!
Don't take my toy car! It's mine!
That's not yours!
Don't take my rabbit! It's mine!
That's not yours!
Don't take my trash! It's mine!
究竟两个小屁孩会不会上演全武行呢？明天同一时间请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。同学们，你们小时候是不是也常和旁边的小朋友抢东西，一直喊着你的、我的呢？今天我们就来认识一下所有格的代名词。所有格不难，相信你们一定都背得滚瓜烂熟的。像 I 的所有格就是my，我的；you的所有格就是your，你的。 He 的所有格是 his， 他的 ；She 的所有格是 her， 女生的她的。但所有格的后面都是要接上名词的哦，像 my desk， 我的书桌 ；his bag， 他的包包 ；their books， 他们的书。当所有格后面的名词在句子的前面已经提过时，我们就可以用所有格的代名词来省略已经提过的名词。例如，大卫的位置在我的隔壁。如果有人把我的东西放在他的桌上，我就可以说 That's David's desk, not mine。 那是大卫的桌子哦，不是我的。句子中的 my M-I-N-E 就是所有格 my M-Y 的代名词，等于是 my desk。这样就可以省略已经提过的 desk。再来一句，A student from South Korea say the happiness of Taiwanese people is more than theirs。之前有个南韩学生说，台湾人的幸福感是比韩国人高的哦。句中的 theirs 就是 their 的代名词，表示 their happiness。 那我们再把全部的所有格代名词举出来 ，my 就是 my m i n e 我的 ，your 变成 yours 你们或你们的 ，his 还是 his 男生的他的 ，her hers 女生的她的 ，it 还是 its 动物、植物或是无生命的它的 ，our 会变成 ours， their 变成 theirs 他们的。另外提醒一下，刚刚的例句里所有格代名词都是在受词的位置，如果所有格代名词落在主词时，动词就要依照原来的名词做变化哦。例如 Those boys are not teacher Anna's sons. Hers are in the classroom. 那些男孩不是安娜老师的儿子，他的儿子在教室里面。因为句中的 hers 就是 her sons， sons 复数就搭配复数 be 动词的 are 咯。好啦，时间又到了，我们再见，拜拜。
欢迎收看玫瑰随便演。
Yeah, everything is yours.
Honey, mom's here. Time to go home.
Wow! No, she's my mom, not yours.
She's mine.
She's mine.
All right, so this was always my favorite part of Easter. Pat says, okay, I think it's time for the next tradition now.
Oh.
The egg hunt.
Yay!
The egg hunt. So they get some guns and they go out and they shoot those wild eggs. Because eggs are dangerous like lions and tigers.
Different.
There's an egg. There's another one.
Different kind of hunt. Oh. We're not killing the eggs.
But that's... What are we doing?
We do get to eat them. Like if we shot an animal and we cut it up and eat it.
So we're not going to shoot them with a gun?
No. Not this time.
Okay.
So in this case, hunt means the act of looking for somebody or something
that
is kind of hard to find.
It's lost, it's hiding, and you're looking really, really carefully.
Right.
Like you might be hunting for your keys in the morning.
Yes.
You're going out, where are my keys? Oh, they're not here. Where are they? Look under the bed, look in the kitchen. I can't find them.
So
you have to hunt, H-U-N-T, hunt for things.
Exactly.
H-U-N-T.
The police started a hunt for the dangerous thief.
Okay.
Oh, so the police started a hunt for the dangerous thief. So the police are looking for a thief who might be difficult to find.
Right, he's hiding somewhere. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to shoot him. They want to catch him and take him to jail. But they're looking very, very carefully.
Yeah,
just like Jeffrey and Pat will be looking for the eggs.
Exactly.
Sounds good. Now, here's a question some people might be wondering about. Everyone knows at Christmas... The tradition is to give presents to people.
Yes.
Do people give presents at Easter too?
Sometimes, but it's more or less a Easter basket.
And what would be inside the basket?
Well, sometimes in the basket, well, every time I think there's candy in the basket.
Mm.
Usually a chocolate rabbit, so this would be a rabbit, and it's chocolate flavored. It's not a real rabbit.
Oh.
It's a... rabbit-shaped chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So it's made of chocolate, but it looks like a rabbit.
Right. You get jelly beans, which are little tiny, like, almost like Jinju, but they're different flavors
little candies.
Of fruit. Exactly.
Okay.
And that's usually what you get.
But you wouldn't be giving, like, a computer or a new bicycle or a, you know, PlayStation or something like that.
I'd never received that, so I'm going to say no.
Okay. But it's always kind of like Halloween. Lots of candy and lots of fun.
I love candy.
That's one of those Easter traditions, which we'll find out more about tomorrow. So we'll see you then.
Bye.
Happy Easter.
A Plus 小聚会。
哦呦，我好想减肥哦。哎，可是明天又要考试，希望考的都是我会的。啊，我好想买那个啊！可是我网拍都已经买那么多了。哎，同学们，刚刚以上的行为是否有心有戚戚焉的感觉啊？啊？是哦，是我自己感触还蛮深的啦。人呢，常常就是希望东，希望西，只是嘴上谈兵当然很容易，最重要的是付诸行动。Action is the essential key to success. Action is the essential key to success. 行动是成功关键之要，正所谓，坐而言不如起而行。如果想减肥，只是用说的，嘴里还在吃，当然减不了肥。明天要考试，当然要读书，不能再看电视啊，才会得到好成绩。想要花钱，当然要先省钱呢。Action is the essential key to success. Action is the essential key to success. 正确的方式，当然先定定目标，规划好计划，付诸行动。只要愿意做，就是往成功向前一大步了耶。各位同学，不要再用想的，快去做就对了。小聚会 A Plus 小聚会，我们就明天见啦，拜拜。
Happy Easter!
Hey, Pat, what are you doing with those eggs?
Hi, Jeffrey. I'm decorating them with these paints.
It looks interesting, but why are you doing it?
It's an Easter tradition. Do you want to join in?
Sure, but you'll have to explain it to me.
Eggs are a big part of Easter because they are Christian symbols.
They're easy to paint as well.
We can also glue things on them to make them even prettier.
Look, mine has a face. It looks like you.
Okay. I think it's time for the next tradition now. The egg hunt.
Decorate. 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 Decorated. Decorated. Bill decorated his restaurant to look like a beach in Bali. Bill decorated his restaurant to look like a beach in Bali. Symbol. Symbol. The Statue of Liberty is a symbol of freedom for Americans. The Statue of Liberty is a symbol of freedom for Americans. Glue. Glue. Glue, glued, glued. It's impossible to glue the broken glass table together. It's impossible to glue the broken glass table together. Hunt. Hunt. The police started a hunt for the dangerous thief. The police started a hunt for the dangerous thief.